The Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation brings you Crime Photographer.
Hiya, Casey.
Hi, Ethelbert.
How did Santa Claus treat you?
Fine, just fine. I'm so full of Christmas spirit, I could even kiss the city editor.
What do you know? And me, I could even forgive and forget one or two of those Christmas neckties.
Hey, some of those things are Lulus. You ought to see the one Marvin got. It lights up and spells a message.
Well, anyway, it's a beautiful sentiment.
What's it say?
The most wonderful words. Anchor Hawking, the most famous name in glass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony Marvin. Every week at this time, the Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation of Lancaster, Ohio, and its more than 10,000 employees bring you another adventure of Casey, crime photographer, ace cameraman who covers the crime news of a great city. Written by Alonzo Dean Cole, our adventure for tonight, the Santa Claus of Bums Boulevard. Christmas. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the Blue Note Cafe. Ethelbert, the head bartender, gazes sympathetically at the two glum faces opposite him, sighs, and...
Casey, I know just how you and Miss Williams feel. It ain't right to have to work on Christmas Day.
The three of us should have different jobs, Ethelbert.
And say, Ethelbert, where's Herman Chittison?
Now, he's having Christmas dinner with his family, the lucky dog. Johnny Paul dropped in to play the piano for us today.
Oh, good. Oh, my holidays don't mean a thing in our racket, Ethelbert. Newspapers must be printed.
And guys in my profession have to stand behind bars and make with bottles.
And lemons.
Oh, well, it might be worse. At least we ain't got family. Well,
that's what makes it worse for me. My family's 1,000 miles away.
I haven't got a family anywhere.
Well, you've got sisters, Casey.
Sure, they're all married. They all got families of their own, and all 2,000 miles away.
My sister Edna ain't married, but you know Edna.
Yeah. Well, let's can this deep philosophical discussion, Annie. Get started for Hackett Street.
Hackett Street?
We have an assignment down there.
That's the crummiest street in town. Nothing but gin mills, flop houses, and bums.
Yeah, it's Bums Boulevard.
Why's your paper send you down there on Christmas?
For a story, of course.
Yeah. Ethelbert, you know, for the past 2 years, at exactly 1:30 on Christmas Day, a guy has shown up at the corner of Hackett and Finley with a wad of new $1 bills, which he's handed out to all the rummies around there. Then when his wad is gone, he's beat it, without telling anybody who he is, where he's from, or anything.
If he shows up again this year, City Desk wants pictures of him and a complete yarn about him. We'll play him up as the Santa Claus of Bums Boulevard.
The guy must be nuts, giving good dough away to a bunch of lushes who'll spend it on nothing better than cheap hooch. What kind of a guy is he?
Oh, probably a publicity hound, I guess. Well, come on, let's get started, Annie.
Yeah, we haven't too much time before 1:30. So long, Ethelbert.
So long, and Merry Christmas. Mm.
Yeah, it'll be a very merry and very Christmassy Christmas among the panhandlers and drunks that we're going to see. You know, the holiday spirit's a lot of malarkey anyway, unless you got a family. Come on, Annie.
Yeah, you're right, Casey.
Yeah, he's right. Walter, bring up some lemons.
See, we're terribly late. That man will have given away his dollar bills and be gone by the time we get
there. Annie, can I help it if we ran out of gas 4 blocks from the nearest open filling station?
You could have had the tank filled before it went dry.
Oh, sure. I'm wrong. I'm always wrong to hear you tell it. All you women do is nag.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid. I'm a dope.
I'm sorry. I love the bracelet you gave me, Casey.
Huh? Yeah.
You have exquisite taste.
It looks swell on you. Hey, I wanted to get you a ring.
A ring?
Yeah, with your birthstone. Amethyst. See, I know it.
Oh.
I didn't see any I liked.
It's just as well. I don't care for amethysts and rings.
No?
No.
Oh. Wish I could afford a family of my own, Annie.
What makes you think you can't?
My pay envelope and the cost of living. Well, maybe someday.
But maybe when that someday comes, no woman will want you.
You may have something there. I've been a bachelor so long, Annie, it's become a habit. You know, this morning when I woke up in my dinky little apartment, I felt, empty and lonely and useless. I haven't got a home.
I felt the same way.
I wonder, maybe, Annie, if the two of us...
What about the two of us?
Well, I... Oh, nuts. Look at this crummy street and the people on it. How can anybody think of home and a family life down here? How can anybody believe in anything or dream of anything? Every one of these bums, Annie, had big ideas once, and now look at it.
The street is frightening, isn't it?
If anybody reaches here, he's finished.
It's the last stop. There's a crowd lined up at the next corner, Casey.
Yeah.
Is that where they...
Yeah, that's the place where the dollar bill Santa Claus has shown up before.
Well, maybe he's been there and gone.
Mm-mm. No, if that were so, those rum-dums wouldn't be standing in line. They'd all be in the nearest gin mill spending the dough or fighting to get it away from each other. Well, I'll park the car here and walk the rest of the way.
Yeah, the car may be safer away from that mob.
That's how I figure. Let's see, I got the camera. Yeah. Lock the car. Okay, let's go.
It's 1:45, Casey. According to his previous schedule, Santa Claus is 15 minutes late. Maybe he won't show up.
It'll be a big Christmas thirst on Bums Boulevard if he doesn't. I'm sorry.
Pardon, mister. I didn't see you.
Okay, sister. Take it easy now.
So I'm all right. Don't I know you?
I don't think so. Holy... Miss Arnold.
We're both mistaken. I don't know you, and you don't know me. Excuse me for bumping you. Goodbye.
Casey, what?
Annie, that dame is Julia Arnold.
Julia Arnold?
She was a big actress, a great star.
Julia? She was a Broadway sensation when I was in college. Why, she was beautiful. Oh, Casey, that woman can't be...
The way she denied her identity proves she is, Annie. I heard that Julia Arnold hit the skids, but...
Oh.
She was married to a nice guy who got killed in the war, and then her kid died, and she... It's not nice, is it?
And spare dime, mister. Just a dime.
I guess, old-timer. Let me see.
I ain't a drinking man, mister. I'll spend it for food, not liquor.
You don't look like a rummy.
I ain't. I'm just old. You can ask anybody around here about Smitty, that's me. They'll tell you Smitty don't drink, don't steal. The worst they'll tell you about Smitty is he's just too old.
Look, I haven't got any small change, Smitty. Here's a buck.
Oh, and here's another for me.
$2? Oh, God bless you, boy.
Forget it.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
You didn't look like a faker, Casey.
No, just old.
Christmas.
There are plenty of fakers in that mob we're coming to, though.
Oh, they look like a line of zombies.
Yeah. Dead and won't lie down. Uh-oh, not that big guy over there, though, Annie. That big, heavy-set mug, the green lumberjack coat.
He looks like a prize fighter.
I know that guy. His name is Boots Driscoll. He's a yellow skunk. He's mean as a copperhead. You know, that louse would steal pennies from Kid, and he's the boss of Bums Boulevard.
I gather you don't like him.
I don't.
Well, look who's here.
Hello, Boots.
Hi, Casey. I ain't seen you since...
Yeah, since the last time you came out of the big house.
That's right. Who's the good-looking dame with you?
This lady's a friend of mine.
Well, ain't she gonna introduce us?
Nope.
Oh, what are you doing down here in my territory?
Came to get a line on the screwball who hands out new dollar bills on Christmas. Apparently he's late.
Yeah, the louse. When he shows up, I get a good mind to kick his head in.
Yeah, not until after he hands out his dough, of course. You think he'll show up?
The folks think so because they want to think it. Me? I just stick around and keep everybody in line.
So you got them all lined up?
Yeah. First come, first served, if and when Santa Claus gets here. All right, stop pushing, you bums. Get back in line there.
Of course, you get something for your policing service.
Well, why not? Them jerks would tear one another to pieces fighting for a grab at them bucks like they did last year if I wasn't around. This year, I'm taking a cut of 35 cents out of every bum here to keep things peaceful.
Boots, you've got all the instincts of a big racketeer.
I'll say.
Where's the racket part? This is a legitimate business.
I guess it is at that for you. This way, you're getting the dough without using a gat or brass knuckles.
Say, if that's meant as a crack...
Skip it, Boots. I'm nearly as big as you are.
Boots.
What?
Casey, that awful-looking man.
Boots.
What do you want, creep?
Creep's a good name for him.
Hey, the guy who passes out dough. Santa Claus. I just found him.
You found him?
Yeah. He in the alley back of Fritz's gin mill. Somebody socked him on the head and took all his dough. I think the guy's dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Dead.
Yeah, dead.
Dead.
Hey, you bums stay here. Show me, creep.
Yeah, come on.
We're going too, Annie.
I'll say we are.
There he is, Boots. Lying behind them beer kegs.
Yeah, I see him, creep. Hey, his pockets have been turned out. He's been rolled.
There ain't a dime left on him.
You'd be sure of that.
He's so still, Casey. Is he dead?
No. His heart's good and strong, Annie. He's only been knocked out.
Oh, he's such a little man. Such a mild, gentle-looking little man. Who could have done
it? I'll find out who took the dough he meant to give us. And when I do...
Shut up, Boots. The guy just opened his eyes. He's coming too.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Just a guy who wants to help you, mister.
My head aches.
It'd be a miracle if it didn't. Been slugged hard.
Yes. Something hit me.
Did you see the rat who hit you? The rat who took your dough?
My dough?
Yeah, you've been rolled, fella. Your money's gone.
Oh, the money.
Who got it?
I can't say.
How much did you have on you?
$300 in new $1 bills.
$300?
Well, maybe the cops can get it back. Annie, see if we can find
a
telephone.
No, no. No, don't call the police.
Why not? You've been assaulted and robbed.
But my head doesn't hurt very much now. I haven't been really injured. And I'm sure the thief will return the money.
Return?
When he becomes aware that it belongs to his neighbors, to his comrades down here. You see, I meant to give it away.
You think the thief will return it on that account?
When he thinks about it, yes.
This guy must be nuts.
Thieves can be good people.
Mister, you haven't been around much.
You've got as much chance of getting that dough back as I have of being elected a Supreme Court judge.
If you had taken the money, wouldn't you return it under the circumstances?
Me? Of course. I'm different.
Well, you're different from the guy who got the 300, Boots. He has it and you haven't. But maybe I'm wrong.
Hey, what do you mean?
At what time do you think you were hit and robbed, mister?
I entered the alley at about 20 minutes of 2.
And I've been on that corner where you met me, Casey, ever since 1 o'clock. Every bum in that line will say so. You can't pin this on me.
Okay, Boots, but you should understand my natural suspicion.
Yeah.
Ew, creep.
Yes, sir.
What were you doing in this alley when you found him?
Well, I was just walking through, honest. I seen a foot sticking out from the back of them kegs, and well, when I looked closer, there this guy was. Well, I didn't take his toe, Boots. Don't look at me like that.
I believe you, creep. Why shouldn't I?
Well, I don't.
Let go of my collar.
Shut up, creep. Mr. Santa Claus, whether you like it or not, I'm going to find a cop and have this creep guy searched.
Wait. You're not the wrong person. And I will make no complaint.
What?
There's nothing you can do, Casey, if that's how the little guy wants it.
It is how I want it.
You gotta let me go.
Okay. You insist on being a sap, mister. It's your hard luck, not mine. Well, come on, eh? Let's get out of here.
Oh, I'd like to, Casey, but I've been assigned to interview this gentleman.
Oh, that's so, yeah.
Interview me?
Yeah. To begin with, what's your name?
Why, Shepherd.
Shepherd?
Yes.
First name? Oh, Casey, catch him.
I got him.
Hey, the guy passed out.
The crack on the head did more damage than he admitted.
Look, there's a clinic up the street. We'll get him to a doc.
I guess you can take care of him alone, huh, Casey?
Yes, I won't need your help.
We parked our car near here this alley, Casey's not.
Okay, Annie.
Well, I'll be getting along myself, Boots. So long.
Oh, no, creep.
Hey, why are you grabbing my arm?
You're gonna give me that $300 you took.
Our story will continue in just a moment. All of us at Anchor Hocking want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We hope that this great day has brought you all the joys that were so carefully planned. The gaily decorated tree, the happy exchange of gifts, the reminiscences of a united family group. Yes, Christmas is a great day for getting together, a time of goodwill, good cheer, and good food. Food that you can buy with all its freshness, taste, and purity, perfectly preserved. For this, we have to thank the many great organizations who process and ship us our better foods, and who know that flavor, purity, and freshness are best preserved in clean, sanitary glass containers. Containers that preserve and safeguard flavor and taste while they permit you to see in advance exactly what you're buying. Anchor Hocking is proud that so many of the leading brands of food of all kinds come to you in Anchor glass containers, sealed with Anchor Caps. Products of Anchor Hocking. The most famous name in glass.
Are you sure you feel all right now, Mr. Shepard?
Yes, Miss Williams.
Doc said you got a really nasty crack on the head. I'll drive you home. He wants you to stay in bed for a few days.
Thank you, but men are seldom as sick as their learned physicians say. I'm quite all right.
Just the same, we're taking you to your home.
Yeah, where do you live?
Very close by.
What? You mean in this neighborhood?
Yes, but I have some unfinished business to attend to before I lie down, Mr. Casey. That money hasn't been returned yet.
If you get it back, Mr. Shepard, I'll believe in the faith that moves mountains.
Mountains have been moved by steam shovels, Miss Williams. And man's faith in himself created the steam shovel.
By that you mean you're going to do something to persuade the thief?
I shall only remain near the thief so he can find me.
I don't get you.
Casey.
Huh?
Look.
Holy, it's that creep guy.
His face is terribly bruised.
He must have crashed into a 10-ton truck.
Yeah, he's dragging himself along.
Hey, creep, what happened to you?
How did...
Boots beat me up.
Boots?
In the alley after you left.
Why?
He thought I took that $300. He beat me up and then searched me. But he didn't find it because I didn't have it. Hey, buy me a drink, will you? I need a drink.
Look, we're going to take you into the clinic and get you patched up.
No. When the docs get their mitts on guys like me, they send us to the hospital where we can't get no liquor. So just buy me a shot, mister, huh? That's all I need.
We'll serve this man best by doing as he asks, Casey. At the moment, his body needs its accustomed alcohol more than his bruises need medical treatment.
You're a wise guy, mister. You're a real gent.
Unfortunately, I have no money to give him.
All right, creep, I'll buy you a drink. And I'll go into a gin mill with you. While you tell me more about finding Mr. Shepard in that alley.
I already told you all I know.
Now, we'll talk about that later. Come on. We're going to this joint here.
Yeah. Oh, this is an awful place, Casey.
Yeah, it is. You stay outside, Annie.
Oh, why should I? There's another woman at the bar.
Huh? Yes. That's Julia Arnold.
Oh, I see. The actress.
Yeah. You coming in too, Mr. Shepard?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Gus. Hey, give me a shot, huh? Give me a shot, quick.
Not like see you got the dough to pay for it, creep.
I'm paying for his drink.
Oh. Well, you gents and lady have.
Nothing for me.
Oh, me either.
I'll have a little wine.
Hey. One of the gents ain't ashamed to have a drink with the likes of me, Gus.
What kind of wine, mister?
Plain red wine.
Alky for me, Gus, and quick.
Okay.
All right, now we'll do some talking, creep. Mr. Shepard says he went into that alley at around 20 minutes of 2. Where were you at that time?
Mr. Casey, no purpose can be served by questioning this man. I'm making no complaint to the police, and I...
You may condone a crime, Shepard, but I don't.
I don't condone the crime. I'm forgiving it.
Well, we wouldn't have much law and order if everyone did that.
Perhaps we'd have more, Miss Williams.
This guy just don't care about $300, eh?
Here your drinks.
Give me, Gus.
The money wasn't mine, Mr. Casey. I'd have given it away in another few minutes.
And a lot of good it would have done him. $1 apiece that'd slide across bars like this for raw alcohol. Mr. Shepard, you seem like an awful nice guy, but it's time somebody taught you the facts of life.
Few can teach the facts of life, Mr. Casey. Few but little children. Because man forgets the simplicity of childhood, he forgets that all the world is one great family. I think our friend Creep would like another drink.
Yeah. And thanks a million, mister. Hey, Gus.
Okay, Creep. Be with you in a minute.
Hey, Gus.
What do you want, Julie?
Another drink, of course.
You drank up the buck you gave me.
Oh, Casey, that fine actress.
Come here, Gus. Come here. Well,
there's nothing anybody can do for her, Annie. Julia Arnold's hit bottom.
Look, I fooled you, Gus. I held out. I got another dollar bill.
Another brand new one, Julia.
Yeah, another new.
Where'd you get this dough? When you were in here this noon, you said you didn't have a dime.
Casey! Julie found them, Gus. I found them, and I got more hid away.
You hear that, Shepard? I heard. When she leaves this place, we follow.
She's turned into the same alley where you were robbed, Mr. Shepard.
I see, Miss Williams.
We saw her come out of that same alley just a little while before Creep found you.
Poor woman.
Yeah, it's a rotten shame. Julia Arnold was a fine person once.
She can be a fine person again. Casey, why didn't you let Creep come here with us?
Oh, because these bums all stick together. I know how they act. He might have tipped off Julia Arnold that we're trailing her.
She's going down into that cellar, Casey.
Come on, we don't want to lose her.
Wait. That man.
Boots Driscoll.
He was hiding behind those ash cans. Now he's going down into the cellar.
As though he were watching for Julia Arnold, as though he's following her now. Come on, let's go.
There are rooms down here.
She probably lives in this cellar.
Yeah, but which door?
Get out of here!
Her
Get
voice.
Out! That door, Casey. No!
No! We're going in, all right. What? Let her go, Boots.
I didn't.
I said let her go.
They broke my arm.
What's the big idea, Boots?
I'll ask her.
He came to rob me. He said he'd make me tell where my money was hidden.
And you're going to tell me, all of you. Stick up your hands.
Casey.
The man has a gun.
I see.
Stick him up, I said.
Okay, Boots. But you're losing what little mind you ever had. A lousy $300
is worth a shut up, Casey. This is my territory. I'm boss, and I don't take no double crossing. Hand it over, Julie, or...
I haven't $300. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hand it over.
Don't shoot. I'll give you what I have. I found $6 bills in the alley today. You have the four I have left.
You're bluffing, but I ain't. Give me that $300. Keep back, Casey. You get it first.
You're crazy, Boots. Listen.
Shut up. This is your last chance, Julie. Give me that $300 or...
Out, Boots.
Huh?
She ain't got it.
Creep.
I got it. I stole it and I hid it. Here it is.
You lousy double-crosser.
Mr. Shepard, I'm sorry for what I did to you. I ain't never been no good. Standing at that bar with you, you drinking with me like I wasn't just a rat. I don't know. I had to get the dough I'd hidden, bring it to you. I'm sorry I had to hand it over to Boots.
You gave it to him to save this woman's life, Creep.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I did. Another thing, I dropped them six new dollar bills on purpose in the alley when I saw Julie coming so she'd find them and spend them and take the rap for me.
There'll be no rap for anyone.
You said it. None of you birds are gonna live to squeal on me.
You don't want to shoot us, Boots.
Don't I?
Do you?
I got myself in too deep.
Not yet. You haven't taken life. And your life isn't finished.
I ain't gonna finish it and stir. I got a chance and none of you talk.
Yes, you have. Why don't you shoot us, Boots?
Well, I'm gonna.
When?
Shut up. I can't shoot a guy who talks like you do.
Words have never stopped a bullet or a true desire.
Ah, nuts. Here, Casey, take this gat and this dough and send for the cops. I'm tired of being a phony tough guy.
Shall I send for the cops, Mr. Shepard?
If you wish, Casey.
You're running this.
We have $300. Everyone seems to agree that my original plan for its distribution was unwise. What do you suggest we do with it? May I have your suggestion, Creep?
I tried to frame Julie. Give it to her.
And your suggestion, Boots?
Give it to Julie.
It's yours, Miss Arnold.
Mine? $300. Oh, I can buy a decent dress. Once I earned that much for a single performance, I can do it again.
If you believe so.
But I don't need this money you intended for the poor. I'm not poor. God gave me gifts I've squandered. I still have some left. They're all I need. Give this money to the really poor.
What shall I do with it, Casey?
Mr. Shepard? You're still running this.
We'll join the crowd at the Blue Note in just a moment. Perhaps among your Christmas gifts, you received a beautiful set of jadeite dinnerware. Then you already know how attractive it will look on your table. And in the months to come, you'll learn that jadeite dinnerware is as sturdy and heatproof as it is lovely to look at. You'll be proud of your jadeite dinnerware because of its beautiful texture, its color, its flawless design. And your guests will hardly believe that this jade green dinnerware costs so little. But incredible as it may seem, you can buy a 35-piece jadeite dinner service, including 6 cups, 6 saucers, 6 dessert plates, 6 salad plates, 6 dinner plates, 1 vegetable bowl, a platter, and a sugar and creamer set for less than $5. And jadeite is also available in open stock at chain stores, department stores, and most other stores selling chinaware and glass. Remember the name, jadeite. And that's spelled J-A-D-E-I-T-E. Jadeite. The newest triumph of anchor hawking. The most famous name in glass.
So Mr. Shepard gave the dough to that old man who panhandled you and Miss Williams, huh, Casey?
Yeah. Smitty. Who didn't drink and didn't steal. It was just old.
What do you suppose Smitty did with it, Ethelbert?
How should I know?
He was so happy, he had to make others feel the same way. He played Santa Claus.
You mean?
Yeah. He stood on a corner of Bums Boulevard and handed out those dollar bills.
Funny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was like a little child who hadn't forgotten that all the world is one big family.
That's a pretty thought.
I got it from Mr. Shepard.
He sounds like a very interesting guy. What'd you find out about him, Miss Williams? Him personal, I mean.
Nothing. While we were watching old Smitty give his money away, Mr. Shepard wandered off and we lost him.
Think you'll find him again?
Well, I hope so.
So do I.
But you don't know his address or even what business he's in?
No. But he told me he was once a carpenter.
Photographer, starring Stott Scottsworth as Casey, is brought to you each Thursday by the Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation, makers of Fire King Oven Glass, Anchor Glass Containers, Anchor Caps and Closures, all products of Anchor Hawking, the most famous name in glass. Photographer is directed by John Deese. The original music is by Archie Blyer, and the program features Miss Van Miner as Anne and John Gibson as Ethelbert. This is Tony Marvin saying goodnight for the Anchor Hawking Glass Corporation of Lancaster, Ohio, with offices in all principal cities of the United States and Canada. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.